All right, introduction. By the way, next time you wear a button-up, you have to wear a shirt underneath.
No, I like my back. I'm showing what a dad bod looks like.
Please, God, tell me that wasn't open. That like,
oh,
I don't
think
it
was.
From...
You're lucky. Dude, I was going to rock it from... Wait, I'll be honest with you. I was going to rock this for the longest.
It was open.
I was going to rock
it's
it
a
open.
Two
open.
Button.
Dude.
That's fine. But
what's
really in between?
What's the...
Fuck, okay, I have to figure out how we're going to introduce you. Welcome back to Now We're Dads.
Oh, my hand was up. Come on. Dude, my hand...
Now We're Dads.
NWD. Thank you guys for tuning in again. We were joined with a special guest today. This is...
I'm Tony.
Tony.
Tony Jubera.
Jubera.
Proud father of two. Gia and Evie.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How old are they?
Three and one.
Three and one.
Yeah, 23 months apart.
It's very specific.
Very specific. It's not 2 years.
Did you try
months.
It?
Try it.
Yeah, 23, because we're just talking about basketball, so I assumed that it was like some type of reference.
23 is a good prime number. It's
or,
one of the, actually the best prime
be
number.
Or you could be sponsored by
23andMe. I don't think we're going to spot my face. What is that? 23andMe?
That's the Ancestry thing. It's another one of those
Ancestry.com
things.
Yeah, no. Ancestry.com, baby, or Ancestry DNA.
We're
that,
being sponsored
that's
by one of them.
We're getting
Ancestry.
No matter what.
It's
yeah,
happening.
We're going to make it happen. That's our first sponsorship, guys, because clearly we need to get to the bottom on what Steven is, because from according to his dad, we do not know.
We do not. We only know
yeah,
my mama's side and my dad's mama's side.
So we know about 50% and it's Greek 75. And Puerto Rican.
No, about 50 because his dad went to get milk and we haven't seen him since.
That's okay.
Oh, and that's you guys have not noticed, I am behind the screen today. My face broke the last camera, so
yeah.
I didn't make it this week.
We've got some good stories, and we need more chairs. So if you subscribe, maybe we can get some more chairs in the future.
And I will say the bench that he's sitting on is not comfy. I was there for a little bit. Not a fan of that bench.
This is a whole studio audience. It's not just a bench. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding.
I tried to bring up a couple of vines to this man the other day, and he was like, nah, never heard of it.
Shut up.
You know the I suck dick on accident vine?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I tried to say it was his age, but I didn't realize that he's actually younger than me.
Yeah, he goes, oh, it's because you're older.
Wait,
I go,
you didn't, wait,
I'm a year younger than you.
Like, one of my favorite vines.
I don't have social media.
So one of my favorite vines of all time is there's a little Asian girl that goes into a field, and there's a whole bunch of ducks.
Whole bunch of what?
A whole bunch of ducks. Whole bunch.
Chickens.
And she goes, look at all them chickens.
It's like, those are the best.
Dude, that vine made me laugh. The one that was like the T in Target was flashing. And he's like, welcome to Target! Or the one, the dude drove past five guys. It was just the IMV. And he goes, what happened to the last guy? And then the very next week he drives by, he's like, he's back. It was just the V.
He probably talked to like, can you please shut that one off,
dude,
please? Like, this is going big.
Somebody's like, why would that one guy? And then like a week later, he's like, never mind, he's back. Get it just the
me. All right, so we brought you on because you had a story about for us. Christmas Day, mm-hmm. we spent Christmas night. You spent in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
For whom?
For Evie.
Evie is your youngest.
Yes, she's one. So, man, that honestly, that was one of the scarier moments. Even with Gia and Evie, I don't think Gia was even that sick. Like, it, croup's a scary thing. And on
what's
top of
what's it called?
Croup.
Croup?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
It basically an inflammation of the airway. So your way to breathe gets so inflamed that it's like, it sounds like a bark. Like, you're like, and it's... It sounds like air is not getting in and out. So your child gets worked up because she's sick and has the flu. She's going to cry. And then because of croup, it sounds like she's not breathing. So it's like, dude, that was one of the scariest
nights. I can imagine.
Like, I remember just hearing it. I came in. I'm like, Morgan, I think we got to go. Like, let's go. Fortunately, my dad, he takes melatonin to sleep. I text him like, let me just see if they're up because I don't want to like wake up Gia, have her scared. Like, why are we leaving in the middle of the night?
Bringing both kids is a tough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I text my dad and like 20 minutes later, he texts back. He's like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, can you come over or can we drop the girls off? Well, he was half asleep. Yeah. And well, yeah, can we drop Gia off? And he was like, I'll just come over.
Well, that's awesome.
It is, until we found out he fell asleep three times. Three separate times coming over because of how much melatonin he took. So it's like, thank you so much for helping. But yes, on the way. Oh, on the way. 12 a.m. I'm like,
Dad.
Dad
will fall asleep at the wheel. They just rest their eyes.
Yeah, for a couple minutes. In a couple minutes setting. Yeah, you know. It's like, I went through two or three red lights. It's like, okay.
Couple.
Wow. How far is he?
They're only 5 minutes away.
Oh, so how long did it take to drive then?
Right. He said he was going to be over, and it's just like, where's he at? And even, he's like, I think
we
I heard
him. Laugh,
like,
but like,
I walked outside,
like,
I'm like, there's nobody
the
here. He fell asleep in the driveway, too.
Oh, my God.
Hey, he was fighting for his life with that melatonin.
That's what, thankfully, Gia never even woke up. Like, it was just, it was fine. But, yeah, the 4 hours at the waiting room, and halfway through the waiting room, or halfway through that visit, Stevie just pops up, looks at both of us, and goes, and then just starts playing. And I'm like, are you okay? She's like, yeah.
She's like,
I'm fine. Like, it's like, that's not what that sounded like 3 hours ago. No, but
did it go down, or was she just having a good sudden burst of...
Honestly, I think, I don't know how quickly the steroid works, but she likes taking medicine, especially after this whole...
That's what they gave her?
They gave her a steroid. That's what you do for croup.
Okay.
And...
Is it like laryngitis?
No, it inflames your airways. Like, it
like actually can't breathe.
Yeah, like, swells them up to the point where it's like, the only, like, the way that they tell you to treat croup is to calm your child down. Make them not cry. Like,
because they're trying to obsess, get more air, and that's inflaming it even more. Mm-hmm. It's bothering it. Wow. Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Trying to help them not cry.
That's impossible.
Like, that was hands down one of the scariest moments that, with Gia and Evie. Like, and then... In turn, because you have two girls, like, they both co-sleep with us. Like, we have four. We bought a king mattress to cope with it, and it's like, yeah, it's fine. The day it ends, I'm actually gonna. Oh man.
I sleep mine too.
Yeah, like, it's. I'm scared for the day that she goes, Daddy, I don't want to be in this bed. I'm like,
that will never
you
happen.
Sure?
That will never happen.
It's scary out there.
It's like
you don't.
There are monsters under that bed. I've seen them. I've seen the monsters.
Like, I gotta find them back every night.
It's like I tell them to stay there, so you stay in the bed with us.
Cliff.
Yep.
I can keep you safe here. Oh, that's priceless.
No, said order. There is a danger behind it. I was trying to say monster. I am tired.
There's a
target.
That's how you bring that back.
I told you, always planning.
Mm-hmm. Always. It's like, I heard it. He said, do it. I did it.
To target.
Oh, if you guys do not know, look up Vines. I guarantee you.
Just type in target with six T's.
Six T's in the front, and you'll see it. Oh, man. We were just talking about it. That's awesome. Full circles. But I've never even actually heard of that. And, dude, I would not know how to react to that. Because, honestly, coming from someone that overreacts about everything with their little guy and all their kids, like, I overreact with all of them because I'm like, I'd rather just be safe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Dude, and that even at that, like, I was really sick Monday and then Tuesday, which would have been Christmas Eve. Morgan ended up getting what I got that Christmas Eve, like the end of it. She was sick on Christmas. And then even going into that Thursday, like, she, I know what I felt, and she was feeling that. And, like, I looked at her, and it's hard to admit, like, I couldn't take her by myself. I felt like I didn't know what to do. And then even Morgan, like, did the whole ride there. She's like, Tony, I would not, I don't want to do this alone. Like, you're good. But I'm like, the thing is, you would have done it alone.
Yep.
Like, I feel so bad that I know how you feel. Like, We're in the hospital for Evie. Morgan's puking in the room. And literally, while we're waiting to get the all the
like discharge. Bad to worse, like immediately.
Dude, it made me feel even worse. I'm like, what? Why am I not here alone? Like,
but that's not
things happen for a reason.
But there's no way you can do that alone. I don't think that's one of those you can do alone.
And that was one of the scarier. Yeah.
Because moms kind of have like this sixth sense where they just know what's wrong with their baby, so they always have this like calmness where mm-hmm. they would do it by themselves.
Yeah.
We're just floundering sometimes.
We don't have that mode though, where it's like.
I try.
That's where I feel like I'm so fortunate to have her because I feel like she's made me a better dad just by being the mom she is.
Yep.
Like it's.
I said that.
Amazing. What?
I never wanted kids. Mm-hmm. You guys knew me before. I never wanted kids. I got with a girl that had kids, seen how she was mothering, and was like, I can do it with her.
It's like, I can do this.
That's who I could do it with because I see how great she is as a mother. And it's amazing, dude. She runs marathons while mm-hmm. just getting at the starting line.
So she's finishing up her 26 mile, and I'm like, wait a second, I'm just walking this 5K. Like, I just finished a 5K. How are you done with this?
You just
ran the whole marathon.
And I think we can all say that about our baby mama, significant other,
wife.
No matter what, wife.
Very, very happy with
one. Whatever you want to call it, because there's mother of child, however you want to term mm-hmm. it. I'm pretty sure we can honestly say all three of us are extremely lucky on who we picked.
Because so blessed.
Unreal mother. Unreal.
Yeah.
We talk about our significance, our mother of our child. We talk about them daily. Yeah. And we're like, there's so much better than us. there's so much better than us.
Even the way that she portrays that, like, it's not like, well, you did this wrong, or like, how didn't you see this? It was just more of like, I can't even give a
She
communicates it so well. She's so the fact that she has the patience she does, not only for those two girls, but for me.
That's unreal.
I am blessed. Like I am blessed. And it
love to hear it, man.
I am so happy. So happy that I have her. Like it's
and none of our significant others here, so this is coming from the heart.
We do know that they're going to listen to this.
Yeah, I know she's going to see it, but I feel like I do like
it. No, we're messing around, genuinely. This is what we say about mm-hmm. even off camera.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We talk, when we get together, we talk so much amount of greatness that they are. Like, they're gods in our eyes when it comes to parenting. Because, like I said there, I didn't want to be one. I didn't want to be a dad. And I watched this woman day in and day out be the perfect mother to these other kids that I love dearly. It gave me the confidence that I'm like, oh, you know, I can do this. And I am so lucky and be blessed to have those four and have mine, my little extra godchild. my little extra one, I'm telling you, we all feel exactly the same. Like, it's amazing. It is amazing. Oh, man, I love it.
So, you said they were there for 4 hours?
Oh, well, 4 hours inside of the actual, like, not the triage, but the actual, like, patient room. Which I will say, we went down to the Cleveland Clinic main campus. It was busy, but for that time of the night, and honestly being the
Christmas night.
Christmas night. Like, it was Christmas night. It was sad how busy it was. Like, it was dead, but it wasn't. Like, they have a great setup for kids, though. Like, I can confidently say if I was, like, a 5 or 6-year-old that was sick for a couple days or had to spend some time in the hospital, they make it really kid-friendly. Like, there were a couple
of rooms. Well, I'm happy it worked out for you because where we went, I'm not going to say exactly where. Mm-hmm. I was told not to say where, actually.
So should that possibly be cut out? Or?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Go ahead.
So,
how was your experience?
So when we went, it was the night after Christmas mm-hmm. Day, so the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to leave work early. She called me, went and picked them up, and we drove out. For anyone who does not know, yes, me and my daughter's mom are separated. But although we've worked through a lot in the past, we are very much co-parenting. Very much still involved in each other's lives. So.
And killing it.
Oh, yeah.
I would say so. I would say so. I mean, it takes a lot of swallowing your pride and choke eating your words to just realize that what you how you feel stuff doesn't matter as much when you're just trying to focus on what's the best thing for your daughter, for your son.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. So we went picked them up. We still go together to most hospital visits, so long as it doesn't come, like mess up with my work schedule too much. But so picked them up. We went. And overall, we were there for about a good 5 or 6 hours going into the waiting room there. Obviously, you see it, it's busy, it's swamped. Luckily, we didn't have to wait too long to get triage. Is that like when you first go in to take up the vitals and all that?
Okay, so you guys are so much smarter than me. I just say to the next room.
Well, she works. You know, she works in the medical field.
Next one and then the final one. Yeah.
Like, she works at the medical field, so I learned these terms just being around her and stuff. So
my fiance is also.
You just don't pay attention. He just doesn't listen to you.
No.
What happened just to get the confirmation? It's like, wait.
She does nursing homes. They don't have a triage. All their rooms are permanent rooms.
That's foul.
There's
that's so
all waiting rooms. Congress room.
Waiting to die.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how I took it when you said it. At least he said it.
Don't worry.
Wow.
I used to make the joke every time I drive past a cemetery. I'd be like, man, people are dying to get in there.
Stupid. We just buried my grandma. Dude, there's no more fucking room in there. And I apologize for the language, but there's no room. I get a little glass shelf that I could be put in an urn, you know?
No, it's very easy. All you have to do is just find the oldest spots.
No, they're in a mausoleum. Oh. So, like, it's an inside, like, and that's on a
cement. Some of those people... Oh. You gotta kick them out.
It's like they've been here since 1880.
Yeah.
It's
what's like, the chances of a family member visiting that?
It's like, let me see the records. Dude, let me see the last
time. That's crazy.
Turn to the people that like maintenance that stuff and be like, hey, when did someone visit this guy?
I'll be honest. I thought my grandma's grandma.
That's kind of a scary thought because then it opens up a box of worms. Like, who are we really starting to evict here?
Oh, dude. Sometimes you gotta make the hard cut.
Start making more space. That's it.
Yeah.
Just open up another field.
See, really? I got all those trees over there. Chop them down.
If you could double layer a hill, just go 12 feet down.
Why don't we just make like a World Trade Center of just mausoleums? It's a cemetery. Just keep going up. It'll be the world's tallest building. It'll be a kind of depressing building, but...
Smelly building.
They don't smell that bad.
No, somehow I don't know how they clean that.
No, there's these perfect... vacuum stripes down, like my grandma says, on the right side with the blue carpet, man, that the stripes that they have, someone walks through daily and just one stripe and then comes back the other way. They're perfect every time I go in.
I always have curious things, so let's say like
we cut you off again. I'm sorry.
Are you fine? Your grandma's in a mausoleum.
Yeah, my grandpa wanted to be in the mausoleum, and he passed away in 2005, and it was the saddest thing. Like, she's had her name right under his for 20 years.
Before she finally...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he was already in the mausoleum?
Yeah.
I know, I know it's a sad subject. It's kind of dope, though.
Yeah.
I kind of want to be in a mausoleum.
And that's where... though, is like, let's say there's an earthquake that happens. I know it doesn't happen in Cleveland much, but earthquake that happens, and, like, the building cracks, where does the, like...
How does it, like, get restructured? Like, I have no idea.
The body just, like, come out? Like, am I the only one that thinks about this stuff?
Well, I didn't think of earthquake. Stone slabs.
I didn't think of earthquake.
I've seen whole bridges break.
Yeah.
With earthquake.
No, I'm telling you, yeah, they, unfortunately.
Oh.
It should.
Can you imagine if there was like an earthquake?
Hear me out. Here's a visual. No. We're gonna light
world
this sand.
Right,
you know a Pez dispenser?
What is this fantasy you're coming up with?
No.
It's a dark one, but it's in my head.
You know a Pez dispenser?
Your head's a scary place.
That's what it would look like. If you're pushing a little pest, like the ding, ding,
like
ding.
Another body. Another. It'd be like DJ Khaled. Another one.
Oh, boy.
I'm just thinking of Skyrim now.
Oh.
But.
Think about that.
Circling back, the mausoleum, it is dope. Because
it's a good place to visit, because then you can. Okay.
Dude, I bring my girls weekly. Like, that's been my coping mechanism probably for the past 4 months. Like, I go every Monday or Tuesday. And it's the sweetest. There's a stack of cards that every time we go, we write down just how we're feeling. Like the last one that I wrote down on Tuesday, I go, I hope you can hear the yells and laughs in this hall. I know you can, but it's we're turning it into a
personal
mall.
It's a big,
it's huge. Like it's a 300-foot hall by probably like 40 feet. That's a stretch. Wow. Probably like 30.
I guess. Do you know how many people are in the room?
It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 high, and I'm telling you, probably, wow. I can't even put a number. There are more tiles than I could count.
Okay. I guess that is really cool to be able to go somewhere nice and comfortable, not just how it's
like, sit on, with, like, that carpet, we sit on the floor now, because I'm like, why am I trying to be all, like, proper? Like, no, I have two little girls that are just having fun. Like, last time, sitting on the floor writing, and Evie's running around, and I'll be honest, like, sometimes, like, she fell into me and it moved the pen, and I go, no, I'm not mad about that. Like I can't be frustrated. Like my grandma would not be frustrated whatsoever.
And the thing about it, this is
that's deep there.
Yeah. I know she's young.
That's the love that I want to give them. That just that.
And I know she's young, but she will still have some memories of her grandmother. Mm-hmm. But her having fun there is going to be the memory that she has.
Yeah.
Well, when we visited Grandpa, I was playing in this hall. I was running around. I was playing tag. Yeah. It's only good core memories. Mm-hmm. That's the cool thing about having that.
I didn't realize I had core memories of going with my grandma to see my grandpa. Like, I feel like I had combined all of them into one. Like, no, I went weekly with her. Yep. And it's just nice knowing that I'm finding the same comfort that she did with him passing that I'm doing with them. And I remember going, and I remember getting McDonald's after. I remember killing a spider, and my grandma going, why'd you do that? That's bad luck. And then she got in an accident. Like, it wasn't a bad one. Like, it was just like a little bumper, like, tap, tap. And I'm like, oh, man, I will not kill a spider again, and that's never again.
You scared the crap out of me with that.
Dude, it is.
She got into an accident.
No.
Because of the spider.
I think she did it, but
I've killed so many spiders. Imagine how many family members are gone now.
Oh, dude,
I need to call everyone.
It's only if they call it up.
I killed two today.
Wait a second.
You gotta have bad luck or you become spider man.
They gotta bite you for that.
Yeah. No.
Don't even give them the chance.
Sometimes you just gotta check.
God.
Not yet.
Not that time. But I thought, like, in my childhood mind, if I killed a spider and then instantly we got into an accident after, I'd be like,
I'm not doing that again.
Oh my gosh, every action has a reaction. Like, I would be panicking.
Freaking out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Freaking out.
Especially because she said it.
I know, like, step on a crack, I actually break my mama's back.
I have Gia jumping over cracks now. Like, oh man, I shouldn't have said that to her.
It's trauma. It's trauma.
Oh. I'm just sprinkling the trauma that I got.
It's crack. They start crying.
I'm like, mom, you only have seconds.
I'm sorry. My whole body rolled over it.
They said if you step on it, it cracked. What happens?
I did a somersault.
If I fully demolished that crack. All right. So,
oh, wait,
the ER.
I'm sorry. It's
fine. I'll just loop them around in editing.
Oh,
and shit.
Man, perfect. What is going on with our life?
Oh,
we're so good at rabbit holes.
It's way to do it.
All right, so we were at the ER. Mm-hmm. We get called back to triage pretty quickly, and then sent back to the waiting room.
Wait, that whole conversation started with just the triage joke.
Yeah.
Not joke, but serious, because I don't know. But that whole thing started with that.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we got to...
Amazing. Okay.
I'm actually confused.
You got back to the triage.
I can't wait to rewatch that.
You got back to the gulag.
That's where we took the turn. Too many rights, and then a left, and we ended up right back where we were at. It's like Detroit. You can only take... you can't take left. Just take a right, right. Oh, there we go.
Oh, that one street lets me go left? Let's go. Let's get out the city.
Wait, now I'm not in the city anymore.
Yeah. Tough. If you guys ever been like Medina downtown?
Yes.
Where it's like just a bunch of one ways. The only one way you're supposed to go. And I was with Johnny one time, and we were driving, and I was GPS for him. And he was like, all right, do I take a left here? Yeah, sure. And we took a left.
Like, Ninja,
and
I'm going
we're like,
down.
Why are there cars coming towards us right now?
No.
I was like, I don't know. You asked the question. I panicked and I said yes.
I mean,
Just don't ever trust me as GPS. I am the worst GPS.
Can you imagine like giving the actual right one though? Like, do I make a left here? No, you have to make a right. What? Okay. Yeah. What do I do now? Oh, you're gonna have to make another right.
One more.
Yeah, one more to right. Yeah, one more right. Now you can go left. Yeah, let's get out the city. Like that's how it would have went down.
It did.
No, we just had to swerve. Some car coming towards us, honking at us.
It's like, I didn't know.
You're like, hey, see? Oh, man, I kill myself sometimes.
So, we were at... Me too. All right, let me fast forward. After about an hour, we finally get called back into an actual room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I put quotation marks up because they didn't actually put us in a room. We got set in a bed in a hallway.
Really?
Yeah, because it was just so busy, it didn't have any available rooms.
And so room number was hallway 1?
Yeah, so basically 1A. Like that. It said room number M, hallway this. Like, we found the hallway, and then there's, like, letters up by the beds themselves.
Oh, man.
So you found your bed. We were at the end of some random hallway.
Oh, that's
horrible. So that's my daughter only had, like, an ear infection. So like, it's not really life-threatening and not really contagious. So I guess I understand why they put us there if they had to. But obviously, you're still not happy about it. I'm calming my daughter's mom down because now she's frustrated. She's about to argue with some nurses. And I'm like, no, it's not their fault. Mm-hmm. The system told them to put you here. Like,
yeah.
They're not deciding this. We get put in this hallway, and it's just us two, Jolene, and there's this caregiver sitting across the hallway. And she's like 5 feet from us. And then inside of her room, she's watching over some guy there. And this guy is not well. He's making all these random noises. And he's trying to spit on this girl. Like, it's absolutely disgusting, yeah. Right?
I'm sorry you had to deal with that, honestly.
I mean, I didn't get spat on.
I know, but just seeing it and being... It's like,
yeah. So I'm looking at her. She's got this little mobile computer station. And she's there just...
So she's a registration person?
No, she's a caregiver, so she watches over someone individually. I don't know the exact responsibilities, but this particular day, she was tasked with keeping track of this guy because he's probably going to hurt himself if left alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's some nurses who keep coming back to check in on her mm-hmm. because they're in charge. It's her job to watch him every minute.
Right.
But since he's now trying to spit on her, she is visibly pissed off. Like... fist like this, balled up, staring straight into her computer. And if she's looking straight at the computer, I'm like there, just staring at her.
You're like, that's not at me, right?
Laughing my ass off. No, I know it's not at me. I'm just laughing, but trying to keep holding in.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at my daughter's mom, and we start laughing as well because we have the same type of humor. Like, someone else is upset, that's funny to us.
Yeah.
Seeing blood pressure rise, you're like, yes, that's the good stuff. That's what I'm looking for.
It gets us every time.
You forgot to take your insulin. Oh, you about to pass out, huh?
So we're laughing, we're snickering, and finally the caregiver looks over at me, makes direct eye contact with me, where she kind of realizes her situation and has a laugh about it. She's like, you see, I get it. Hey, I get it. You're going through a lot. Don't mind us. We just laugh at certain situations. She's like, no, you guys are good. This is ridiculous. I'm having the worst day. I feel you. That sucks. It really does suck.
It's like, thanks for bringing us joy.
That's a tough job. So then I just start talking to her because we're sitting there for hours now, just waiting and waiting for our doctors. Mm-hmm. They're not coming up. So I'm talking to her, just making jokes, just trying to kill the time. And my daughter...
Oh, this guy's spazzing in the
He's
room.
Making noises, and there's a certain point where, like, we think our daughter's trying to communicate with him because she starts making similar-ish noises. I'm like, maybe they're trying to communicate on some wavelength. You know, we're saying...
You got an earache? Yeah. I do, too.
And she's like... You're here? That's where it is, yeah.
We're saying silly stuff like that because we're making ourselves laugh. The caregiver's laughing. Cool, cool, funny. Mm-hmm. But then my daughter's mom's in my ear, like, hey, get her number. What?
Like, what did you just say to me?
What are you talking about? Get her number. Shut up.
It's like,
I'm here for my daughter, yeah, first like, off.
Yeah.
Also, we know we're not together, but how does anyone else not know that we're not together?
Yeah.
Like, if you see it, we look like a family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, you know how upset if like a guy nerd went up to my girl and was like, hey, is he with you?
Excuse me?
Who are you talking? Also, regardless, like, how would I look walking up, hey, you mind if I get your number? In front of my daughter's mom and my daughter.
Your daughter's like,
my daughter's sick. Also, that girl was just spat on. She is not in a good mood. The last thing she wants is some random guy walking up to her trying to get her number.
Oh my.
I'm like, there's no way this is happening.
She was setting you up for it.
She was, yeah, it was like some type of setup. But I'm like, I think she's just trying to, like, I don't know what she's trying to do.
She was just trying to double down on a laugh. She wanted you to see. Nope, reject.
She wanted to see another blood pressure punch.
I'm like, for real, like, shut up. Like, I'm. There's no way this is happening. So whatever. Like, she's laughing now. She's giggling. Mm. She thinks it's hilarious. And the girl doesn't respond. But I'm like, she's talking. My daughter's mom's loud. So
you almost throwing it out. Like, just hey.
A little later on, now all three of us are talking because we have nothing else, nothing better to do. And we're getting her to laugh because, again, we're just sitting there and she's having a tough day.
A poopy day.
Tough day. And we're making her laugh. She's like, oh, these are cool parents. Let's just kick it with them, whatever. And so at a certain point, like, I say something silly, whatever. And I forgot what it was. But then my daughter's mom chimes in like, see, that's why we broke up. Like, putting it out there that now we're not together.
She's like, universe,
yeah.
Take this.
She said it loud enough, clearly, that girl knew.
She had looked over.
That the guy that was making noises in the room was like,
that guy
want to be taken?
That guy's probably knew,
like,
as well.
Are you saying that for me?
Like, yeah. Like, no, it's just,
go spit somewhere else, not over here.
And I'm like, no. Can you stop? Can we just focus on our daughter? Like, what are we doing here? So that goes on. But now they're making jokes about it, about how I'm the problem here. I'm like, what is? Like, I can't, I'm here
what
for
is
my,
this dynamic?
What is this dynamic?
Like, you don't even know me.
You don't even know me. This caregiver, you don't even know me.
And that's why you got spit on.
That's why you got spit. I see it now.
It's still on your arm.
Anyways, so the doctor finally comes up, and he's talking to us. Telling us what's going on. It's the same stuff that the first doctor said, but the first doctor was just a resident. So we needed the doctor manager.
So it wasn't an official doctor.
Yeah, you know, it's like he's about to be a doctor. But
it's like
everything,
you already spent 6 years doing it. You know what you're saying. But
everything the second doctor came up said was the exact same thing as the first one. So I'm like, why?
But he's not official.
Cool.
It's only official.
They're just wasting it. You know, because I wouldn't be so mad if it was like 15, 20 minutes, but the second doctor took an hour and a half to get there. So it's like, we could have left an hour and a half ago if you just listened to the first doctor.
We don't trust that doctor.
I get it. He's a resident. Fine. Anyways.
Just need a confirmation.
Yeah, confirmation of it. Whatever. So after that, there's a group of nurses now that kind of huddled up around that caregiver. No, that caregiver.
Oh, okay.
They're talking about their own stuff going on, right?
Oh, okay.
And one nurse, they were complaining about another nurse about holidays and who's going to have off. And they're like, why does that girl want all the holidays off when she doesn't even have a family? You know, people, like, these girls, they get really snippy.
It happens in our field too, but
You know the deal. But so they're complaining about her, and as that nurse who was doing most of the complaining was walking away, she yells back at the group, because they're dead.
You talking about the family?
Yes.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious.
That girl is so dark.
The girl
took it to a place that did not need to go.
Everyone's just having a good time.
All I did, my face dropped. What? Like, no, she was upset that the girl with the dead family wanted to have the holidays off.
I don't even know
what to say to that.
You go back to your.
I think that's what you say. You just open your mouth. You're like.
I froze.
I'm like, what?
No, me and my daughter's mom look at each other like, what just happened? Oh my God. Like, we're getting some tea that we did not want.
Just the whole pot.
The whole pot. Scorching hot. Burned my throat.
Well, easy to take.
Now we know.
That's why
my voice is like this.
Too hot tea.
I got some too hot of tea. All right, so finally the second doctor's done. We experienced some nurse-on-nurse crime. And
because they're dead.
I was so shocked, man. We're finally getting ready to leave now. After about 5 or 6 hours, they give her an amoxicillin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure she had to do.
I think Gia's allergic to amoxicillin.
What is it called? Suppository.
Morgan's allergic to both.
That's horrible.
Wow. Yeah. We had to do a suppository because she kept throwing up the medicine she was given. So
I remember when you texted me about that, man. That's tough.
That sucks for them because the next few days, she doesn't want anyone changing her diaper now. Now she's like worried.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what are you doing now? It's actually, it makes me feel really bad because like that fear afterwards. Like, I know we have to do it because if she's going to keep throwing it up, she's not going to get what she needs. But yeah, it was kind of crazy. But
that I remember really quick. Here's a funny one. I remember my dad when I was, I think I was like 4, 5, 6, probably around 6. No. Oh, there you go. I was.
That's why we put him off camera.
You stay over there. Hey, you see? that was a mic turning off.
Yeah, I'll do in the mute.
No, but I was running like 104 fever.
Just like that nurse's family.
Oh boy. Running that 104 fever, my dad's over here. Pop, it shoot out. Pop, it shoot out. Do you have any issue with that, or did it actually stay? Because I remember that's a.
Oh, no, it stayed the first time.
That's good.
It just kept coming out?
Yeah, when my dad was trying to do it with me, he wasn't. Like, I don't think he realized that you have to go, don't. It was just, boom, and it would shoot out. Like, hit him.
Dude.
Did it? Hit him on the chest.
I feel like that's a skill.
I have a very bad joke.
That's not a skill. That's
that I don't know if we could post. That's why. Anyway, we might just need to preemptively cut.
Preemptively cut.
Preemptively cut. We were on our way out, finally, packing everything up. Mm. And again, she hits me with the, hey, get her number. Get her number. And yes, the girl was very pretty. But, like, this is not the place to be getting some girl's number. I'm here for my daughter, who is sick. She just got spat on. This is just too, no. Just move on with your life,
no,
right?
Two wrongs could make it right.
And I'm like, maybe. But I asked her, like, what's your deal? Why do you keep pushing this on me? She's like, I just want you to find happiness like I've done.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's how you feel?
Yeah.
Get your ass to the car. Like, genuinely, I was so offended. But
I'm happy without you. You're not happy without me.
It's like, hold on.
What? Wow.
You're better with me. I'm better without you.
How dare you? Wow. I drove us here. You could get left. It was a good joke, though.
Yeah.
I'll give her that. It was. I was kissing my teeth.
I was going to say, right after, like, a.
What'd you say to me? What?
Oh, dude, that would hit different.
Yeah, but that's also, like, my kind of humor. So I was like, all right, you got me. You got me. Can't say nothing about it.
Yeah.
That's not my humor. I'll be a dick back. I would not play. Yeah. I was like, wow.
I think that goes back to the being able to swallow that pride. Like, yes. You've learned a skill that I don't know if we have.
No. My response would be witty and kind of mean. I'd be like, I'm purpose happier going without there. You. I added by subtracting.
And multiplied with me.
Or she
like
was
the
just,
only negative
or she was just trying to hook me
you.
Up. She might have just been trying to hook me up. You know, actually been truthful about it.
No, that seems like a shake shot. Even if she was trying to be nice, that's a shake shot. That's a low blow.
She was setting that up for hours.
She
was sitting there. She's like, how
she
can I do
she thought about that punchline for hours.
When he asks this exact question, this is what I'm
going to
respond
to. For real. And you know, I know her. She's that same. I know she's that kind of person to do that.
I
know you're that kind of person to do that to me.
She just kept on throwing her fishing reel out there like, come on, say the line.
Yep. You said it. Thank you.
Yep. Right when you said it, she's like, oh, got him.
Reel it in.
So
she's that smart though. I know her, so I know she's
smart.
That smart as a person.
Yeah.
To set up a joke.
And she knows me too well. She knows what I would say in that scenario.
Oh,
so
I know she's.
It's one of the, like you said, just it just takes. We put aside a lot of differences to sit there and be able to joke like that, because obviously if you're together for over 7 years like us. Obviously, is my best friend for such a long time. So, you know, not best friends without really knowing how the other person, what makes the other person tick and stuff. So, it was a cool moment. I actually kind of enjoyed it. even though in the moment I was like, what the fuck did you just say to me? Get your ass in the car. Like, it's a little rough, guys. I lost my voice for going out on New Year's. New Year's, yeah.
New Year's Eve.
I was out on New Year's Day. It's getting too lit.
We know it's the tea. It was the hot tea.
Man, my voice really does hurt right now.
What did you end up doing for New Year's?
We went to Corky's. Mm. Yeah, went back to Corky's.
What about Corky's? I know that spot very well. I met the love of my life there. We had a first date. It was awesome. Corky's, so, the best place in Lakeland. It is awesome in every sense of the word. If you want a good karaoke night, go to Corky's. You want to meet different generations of people, different types of people, and just like a high school lunch room, go to Corky's. Get a friend.
Bring everyone.
Corky's. It is the neighborhood.
It is the neighborhood.
It's around the corner anyway. Just kidding.
This is such specific humor to people who frequent Lakewood night scenes.
Yeah, exactly. How about you twist yourself around and head to Corky's?
There you go.
Man. Yeah, that's so funny. I'm so happy with these jokes.
Never
no one's
back.
Gonna get it. There's gonna be like five people that may watch this that really understand.
Dude,
that.
If you live in the Lakewood area or anywhere in the area
you frequent, Lakewood, for sure.
This you would understand every word I just said.
Anyways, yes, New Year's, I was out at LaCorky's. They were giving out free toasting to champagne. I saw a post on Instagram and I was like,
"Stop that!" What?
No. Yeah, they give out free champagne to everyone in the bar.
Nobody actually really likes champagne,
and see,
though.
This is why Corky's is number one.
No, Corky's is awesome.
That's an
unreal. It was such
thing.
A good time. And there were so many cool people there.
You know what you can get for free in life right now? Nothing. So nothing. Champagne for free is amazing.
From Corky's?
Dude, when it rains, I have to pay a sewer bill for that. So, what do you mean? Nothing's free.
That's fair.
Nothing's free.
I'm telling you.
Free glasses. I should have been.
They charge me for the rain that I don't even use.
Dude, if I could block it from my house, I would. I would sit on my roof just like hitting them away.
So yeah, they gave it to us. All you had to do was show up.
That's unreal.
Yeah. It's a great time. So went out to Corky's and we watched the ball drop there. Just a lot of dancing, a lot of singing. Mm-hmm. That's why my voice is just shot.
Was Corky's packed?
It was packed, yeah, because we got there a little early, probably like 9:30-ish, and it was like moderate. I was like, all right, this is cool. Everything seems cool.
Turns
and
into
by
a big
11,
scene,
11:30,
like,
it was packed.
There you go.
Walking sideways.
Yeah, for people in the beginning. Shoulder. We were near the back, near the bar, and just had a good time.
Usually we go up to the front. We
usually. Nah, different vibe with different people. Yeah, it was chilling by the bar.
No.
Yeah.
That's not the way.
Standing right.
I went up a couple of times, you know, because they were.
I can remember
there were
time
some. There were
like
some
that.
Girls up there singing.
It's fun. It's a good time to get out.
That's.
Yeah, have you been?
I've been to Corky's a few times. I know you've been, but some of our friends go a lot.
Weekly. That's our go-to spot. If we get away from the kids, that's our go-to
Corky's.
Spot.
That's our, dude, Morgan and I don't, we don't get, not that we don't get free time without kids, but when we do, it's for work. So it's like.
Do you ever get nighttime away from kids?
I mean, we have to really plan it, like, not
a
lot. I'd say it's been. It's been under 10 times out of 3 years with two kids.
No, yeah, you need more time out, man.
Yeah. Trust me.
You need to find a babysitter.
Because when's the last time you two got on a date?
It actually
not to put your business out there.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, these guys are very. Yeah, I know he's a handsome guy, but leave him alone.
I've been trying to bark up his tree for a long time. Me first.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy.
That's
crazy.
Feel now.
You still feel
that?
Let
him come out here to record with us.
It's my chance.
It's my chance.
just to have a man poacher.
Will you capture it?
Will you capture it?
No, but for sincerely, you do need those timeouts. So when sincerely, you do need that timeout. So when was the last time you guys were actually able to go out? Because this is like reality of like some people's parenthood life.
Like we took it on, and I'll be honest, like I can't.
Think?
Yeah, I can't think of the last time. Like it's been so few times, and it's not like we like it like that. It's just.
Yeah, you're there for your kids, obviously. Yeah,
you know, yeah. It's like that's
not the point, though.
Yeah,
but you still need a date.
Because you guys are both still young.
The whole reason you had kids and you got married to this woman is because
you love her.
Dating.
Oh, trust me.
Yeah, you love her.
Dude, I was scared to ask her out. It took me 6 months to ask her out because...
Yeah, we know.
We were in your
life. We know.
Told you.
So many of the guys were just like, just go for it, bro.
And I was like, hold on. I got to play these cards right.
Like, you got friendzoned for a moment.
I did.
Well, she was in charge of you for one short amount of time, too.
No. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, well, we don't talk about this.
No. Yeah, yeah. But it was right at the beginning, like that.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
You know,
it's funny to bring up.
It was kind of like when you went to school and you're like, wow, that teacher. I hope I do have her. It was that kind of dynamic right there.
What kind of dynamic?
Like when you walk in, you see your teacher, and you're like, hold on, like I know there's no shot, but there might be a shot. That's how I felt.
She did train a lot of us.
She did.
She also was older than you, right?
Is she older?
Dude, that's where everyone thought she was in her, like, 25, 26. She's 20, 21.
I thought she was, like, 22.
I was 20 and she was 21.
Oh, wow, that's way
and
close
I,
to
and I literally, wow. I waited
Wait, really?
Until I turned 21
I always
to
thought
have
she
excuse.
Was, like, your age.
No, I knew she was younger than me, but I thought she was, like, 22 and he was, like, 19, 20. When he started. Mm. Well, I knew you were 20 when you started. Mm. So I thought she was like 22, 23 at that time.
Yeah, no.
When's your birthday? Shit, our birthday's only 4 days apart.
Mm-hmm. I remember you said that the first time. Like, oh, only 4 days apart.
This way don't do drugs, kids.
Hey, they're not a fun. That's not fun.
Gotcha, okay.
Hole that my brain runs into.
Yeah, so she's not
drugs.
Even a full year older than you then.
No.
You guys are a lot closer than I thought.
Yeah, because she's still younger than me. Mm-hmm. Like 6 months.
That's crazy.
Uncut? Yeah, you need to get out.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's the rabbit hole we were in.
Another one, man.
Found it.
Found.
So
we're back out.
No, because we, you definitely need that time away to kind of remember that you guys are in it together.
But I do want to bring up one thing. Let's talk about a fun story with our kids, because it's always cool to end that way. I got one good parenting story and one bad parenting story. One good parenting story was we got a whole bunch of gifts on Christmas, and my little guy loves spinning things. We bought him these spinner things. I'm telling you right now, if your kids love spinning broken remotes or spinning anything, those toys are phenomenal. He spins them all day. But the one that I really like is he's starting to get into basketball.
Okay.
So what's cool about this is we bought him a little basketball. Well, my parents bought him a little basketball hoop because we told him, like, hey, he likes shooting. Mm-hmm. And legitimately,
shooter's gonna shoot
nonstop every day. He grabs his little step stool from the other room, drags it into his room, puts it in front of the hoop, gets real close, shoots it, goes in. He gets off the stool, grabs it, gets back on the stool, and he probably plays with that thing an hour or two a day.
That's
just
awesome.
Shooting basketball.
That's pretty sweet.
It's funny because we were joking about you
one's
having.
One's gonna make it out.
Yeah, one's gonna make it for you.
Oh, dude!
Because he almost has enough kids to do like 3-on-3 basketball.
Yeah, like I have a full five. I got a starting roster.
Hey, I've already said that Bias Jr. on the back of a jersey
would be perfect.
Dude,
I would totally buy it. Dude,
I love it.
If he played with a team like Michigan. No. Whatever school takes him. No, this kid.
Whatever school.
I'm telling you right now, though, it's super cool seeing him, like, shoot and get, like, generally interested in. To the point where I turned on the Cavs versus Lakers game.
Mm.
He sat next to me and watched it the whole time. Like,
that's
it was
awesome.
Like, it's dope seeing that he enjoys something.
Genuine interest, yeah.
So it's like, wow, that's awesome.
See, I feel like I force feed baseball down a. Gia's throat, and she's like, no baseball. But she likes going live, but she doesn't like watching it on the TV anymore. Listening to it on the radio. I think it's because of Tom Hamilton's voice.
Tom Hamilton's amazing.
It just won the Frick Award.
Yeah.
That man's different. Yeah. Tell a story.
Well, he's the voice of Cleveland. He is. He really is.
Yes.
He's not the one that passed, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
So when that passed, it's the Browns voice.
Jimmy Donovan.
Jimmy Donovan's also the voice of Cleveland. That.
Cancer's a
horrible thing. Miss him. I'm sorry.
I literally had my grandma run through my head. Jimmy going through my head.
He looked down. He's cancer's a.
Dude, it's the worst thing in this world, dude. It takes so much good from us.
Dude, he went from because he was the voice of the Cleveland Browns since I was a child. Legitimately, he's the only Browns voice I could hear, and they had to replace him this year. Well, he stepped down.
Got a quick story.
I know I might tell or. Tell your good one with like the Christmas gifts. Gia wanted a drum set because she's obsessed with Spidey and his amazing friends. Oh man,
that's awesome.
Dude, seeing her and even Evie loves that drum set just as much because I think Big Sis loves it. So it's like I gotta try
definitely.
This.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
We put on a little video of a toddler playing at like some orchestra. Like he was going in, and she's like watching. And she's like holding the drumsticks tighter. Starting going like just getting it. And I'm like, man, you wanted this. Like, you told us drum set because of Gwen Stacy, Ghosty. And now she's just rocking out to a drum set.
So she's watching this other little toddler.
No. So Spidey and his amazing friends first. That's what made her want it.
Right.
Like, watching Gwen Stacy play. She's like, I want that a lot.
Because Gwen Stacy's cool.
Oh, dude, she's the coolest one on there. Nothing against Spin and Spidey, but...
Dude,
Ghosty's her attack.
She's
sweet.
She's super cool. Her she'll throw on different. Her yeah, like,
outfit and do. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, she. It's like I was never down. I was down the musical route, but like I almost like forced myself to go down that route. Like I've always been obsessed with sports or being active, and even reading at that. Like music was never that interest for me. So thinking that my daughter would, I didn't think that she'd pick it up. Oh, man. I'm excited to get her into lessons. I'm excited to see what she can do. Like,
sorry, guys.
Very excited.
That's sweet because, obviously, seeing them have an interest, stick with the interest, and start picking it up.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be fulfilling. Mm-hmm.
That's like, I want to try that. Oh, I really like this. And yeah. I want to see if the more structured, like...
What I'm more excited to is for them to be interested in things that I don't even know about.
Yeah.
They can show me. Because if that passion, they're going to learn it all themselves anyways.
Oh, yeah.
And you love them so much that becomes your passion.
Yeah. It's like, hold on, I want to be a drummer.
Yeah.
Dude, she had me and Morgan, I think we went to Walmart, like, what was it, Wednesday? Yeah, it was Wednesday that we went. And...
New Year's?
Yeah. It was New Year's, Wednesday night. Yeah, because we went to, we wanted to go to Sam's Club. They were closed. Shout out Sam's Club for actually having off on a holiday.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Rare moment for
I think it's because their membership, they understand. Yeah. They already got their money up front. when we went to Walmart, like, we pulled into the parking lot and she goes, "Corporate America." I go, "I just said it. That's why you said that." And I'm like, "You're going to be a little Travis Barker." You know, yeah. Like, oh, man. Dude, she's all about it already. She doesn't even know that she's fitting the theme.
Just play in the air tonight. Everybody does that. Everyone.
But, yeah.
Automatic.
Seeing that gift, they're kind of going off that, like, kind of. Stole yours with the
no.
I love seeing
it.
Yeah, it's just the passion.
Different.
It's a.
Well, I'm glad she was actually able to use it properly
because
I got Jolene a bubble gun.
Okay.
And something that I'll sit up here and we'll have like I'll turn the lights different colors.
Mm-hmm.
We'll shoot bubbles all over the place, and she puts her hands up and like chases them.
Yeah.
And Checo. We'll try to bite the ones that are on the ground.
It's like, I'll get the low ones, you get the high ones.
Yeah. And so this is like the only time I can get them to play together, like around each other and stuff. So me, obviously being such the good dad I am, was trying to teach her how to shoot it herself. I was like, "This is the trigger. Put your finger here." And eventually she was able to grab it and pull on it. But she doesn't understand where the bubbles are going to go.
Oh, blasting her.
Right in her own face.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with this?
stop, stop. Just, and then, like, after, like, 3 seconds, she's like, what? Stop, stop, stop. I can't trust her with it. She's just going to shoot herself in the face.
She wants all the bubbles for herself. Yes. Okay? She knows where it goes.
Yeah, it's like quick. I don't get how they just immediately assume that. This is right.
Honestly, I feel like even with, like, the reaction of, like, little Steven not, like, oh, you're about to take this from me. Let me get all of them in. Or, like, that reaction of, like, oh, you didn't want me to do that really quick? Okay, watch this.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like it's on us that we give that reaction. It's like, oh, I should have just not done anything.
But, like, if we didn't do anything.
Oh, no.
True.
So then it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Wait, I don't like this.
I tried something different today. He was about to grab mom's drink. And every time I run to try to stop him from getting mom's drink, he grabs it and, like, tries to drink it or spills it. So, like, he's like, if I can't have it, no one can have it. Well, today I'm looking at him, and I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and he's right in front of mom's drink. I'm like, I don't have time to get there. So I'm like, hey, Nessie, can you run and get the drink, mom's drink? I'm staring down Steven. And he's looking at me. She runs, grabs the drink, and he's like,
what are you? How did you do that?
He was
tag
so
team.
He was so
tag team. I think that's awesome.
She's like, why didn't you just go get it? I said,
because as soon as I took that step,
he would have grabbed it. And she goes, okay.
It's fair.
So
that's awesome.
You can use the other kids to help. Have you been able to use?
Yes and no. I think right now they're in their little fight. Like Dom telling you, the past 2-3 weeks, it's been tough. Like they fight about little stuff. It's like just figuring it out. It's like, oh, come on.
Don't worry, they'll be best friends.
Oh no, there's a lot of moments where it's Gia wanting to help with Evie or Evie just wanting to be involved, but it turns into Evie. Like, her thing is, you get a kiss if you get hit. Why is that? Like, we don't hit.
What?
Yeah, we don't hit.
She's
so
like, this is me cashing in?
Yep. I'd be like, bah. And then it goes, mwah. It's like, okay, you don't have...
Do you kiss when they have bruises?
We do. And I think that's where...
She's like, if I bruise Sissy...
I get the kisser, too.
I get the kisser.
And that's what... Dude, she smacked her in the head.
And, wow, I didn't even get to that conclusion.
I'm not gonna, like, I don't want to compare development of my kids, but Evie has developed critical thinking quicker than Gia. 10 out of 10.
Because, like, she's getting help from Gia, though. Like, she
very
sees
true. Very
Gia
true.
Thinking, and she's like, wait, why is she doing...
Oh,
maybe
so
that's
if I just,
why.
Like, her new thing, instead of, like, communicating, I want an orange, she goes, and it's like, oh, what? And then she'll, like, ask to get up. She'll point at the oranges when we pick her up, and it's like,
that's
dude,
you're, awesome.
You're 15 months old. Like,
the way,
and it's the,
And she's at bad.
That means
you don't
orange.
Understand this?
Give me orange.
Obviously, I want that orange.
That's the look on her face, too. Like, that is the look on her face.
No.
That it's like, why do I have to explain myself? Why, really?
The fact, you know what? Don't even, because the fact that I had to even explain
even,
it.
I don't even want it anymore.
One of the first words my son learned, he doesn't even say it correctly, but stop.
Because,
like, I'll be like, stop. Like, when he's about to touch something. So now, he has picked out that stop just means, like, whatever's going on, no. So, like, I'll go to, like, tickle him, he'll be like, ah! And I'll be like, no way, you just told me to stop. Like, and he'll look at me.
Doesn't
like,
want it.
Ah. I'm like, got it. You don't have to say it twice to me, bro. And so now he uses ah for everything. Like, one of the older kids took his basketball and we shot it. Like, took his turn real quick, shot it, boom, made it. Turned and said, ah. I was like,
because everyone should know.
Like, chill. That's his basketball.
Let me know when that S develops, because I'm still waiting for everything. How? She's she has a hard time with S.
Well, he skips the first two. He doesn't say S or T. He just says, ah. I'm like, you know what his ops is? Oh, he said it here, remember?
Yeah, he said it live here.
Yeah, he was like,
just up.
He's like, because, what did we, oh, I took his milk away from him. Because
said, up.
And he was like, ah.
Don't do that.
My bad. Didn't know you wanted it.
Take it back.
Whatever this is, stop it. I think both of your kids are older than his, though.
No, mine's older than his. Mine's 14 or 15 months now.
Yeah, I think he's a month 2 months older.
Yeah, close. Yeah.
Because November, yeah, she's 13 months.
Yeah. Yep.
14. Yeah, I was off. 13, 14.
My math was off then.
Gia, yeah, definitely older. Is she? You
okay? Yeah, we're going to cut it, bro.
Oh, hey, man.
And once again, thank you guys for stopping by to the Now We're Dads podcast. Please check out our social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. You know the deal. If you guys are watching the video version, please like and subscribe down below. And while you're down there, please leave a comment and tell us what you guys think of the show so far. If instead you're on the audio version on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other platform, please rate the show 5 stars to push us up the algorithm. My name is Nazareth, and I'm joined here with my co-hosts, Steven and Tony. And finally, now we're dads.
Might need you to actually sit with him. It's harder, getting harder for me to talk.
Oh, no.
Well, no, because it's your story about going to the doctor, too.
Yeah, but
I can't do that.
He said, I can't.
I wasn't there. Where were you September 11, 2001?
I want to say I was in school, but I wasn't. I was 3.
I wasn't in school
because I was in preschool.
I was actually called off that day.
Dude, I remember Michael Jackson dying more than 9/11.
Oh, dude, I remember Michael Jackson dying.
Michael Jackson's dead.
Yeah.
Well, don't, no one break up the news.
I didn't mean
Stop.
To.
Stop playing.
It's like, sorry.
I'll tell you, one good thing is when about doing the editing
what?
Is seeing all of this afterwards brain. And just be cracking up
like, oh,
by myself.
That.
It's just me here just laughing my ass
like,
off.
Who else is here?
It's no,
just reliving it twice.
Just relive 4 times. I'll just be on loop, bro.
Like, let me
go,
see that again.
Oh, yeah, did you cut this part? Oh, I get to want to hear it one more time.
Oh, man. Okay.